Hello and welcome. This is, I'm calling this one episode 313 of Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. Welcome to the show, a check-in episode. I don't have an idea of a format of this one yet, but we're here and we're going to try to make this work. I'd like to apologize up front. I forgot that I have stupid facial hair right now when I was getting everything set up. So, two stories in one. My PC died. I've had this thing since high school. I had a friend come over Friday night when I usually edit at like 11 o'clock because I couldn't get anything to work. He came over and he does like IT work or something. And he told me that my hard drive pretty much is shot. I don't know what part of it is shot. I got an SSD the other day in the mail. I got a flash drive that I could put Windows on, like a boot file, so I can boot Windows onto my PC again to the flash drive. And I'm going to try to save all the files I can from one SSD to the other, and maybe this will become an editing machine or like a Netflix machine for a while. But I have my laptop, and if you remember like a year ago, if you've been following that long, my laptop just kind of stopped. And when my friend came over to check out my PC, he looked at my laptop, and turns out the people who told me something was wrong with my laptop lied because I was willing to pay them money. So I almost got fleeced. So we're doing this off the laptop. I wasn't sure if this was going to work. I wasn't sure anything about this. I just wanted to do something. I wanted to try something because I left you hanging for a couple of weeks. If you're part of the Patreon, which I have to thank later on, the $10 tier, the Film Live 4 Studio Audience tier, they got last week's episode. So last week's episode, if I can get it off this hard drive, I have a bunch of videos that I wanted to go through and fiddle with on my PC, so I'm trying to see if I can get off one hard drive to another and what have you to see if I can save my files. I have burners that I wanted to save that are on there that I didn't get a chance to like save or go through or back up or do anything with, and I should have. A lot of lore stuff that I need to get off there and put on another flash drive or something. Also, because I don't know, I can't play Fallout. Oh, wow, I can't. Behind me, if it's Fallout footage, is probably going to be captured off the Series X if the flash drive works. I bought a 128 gig flash drive. I saw you have to have a 128 gig flash drive to record video off the Series X that isn't just clips, but it just might not work. Like behind me might be like an old G4 episode, like Attack of the Show or X-Play might just be behind me because I need something behind me. If not, maybe it's Fallout footage. Maybe it's me playing Halo. I don't know. There should be something behind me though. So I don't know. I don't know anything about what's going on with my PC. I haven't had a chance to fix it, and I'm probably going to work on that this weekend to see if I can do anything there and see if I can just edit off what I have, because I have a 500 gig SSD now, and now my laptop is apparently functional again. It's weird to see how the green screen reacts because the screen on here is so different from the screen on my PC. I'm back to an extent. If I can get access to the last episode, which was 312, 311 plus one, that episode will be uploaded at another date because it is the 6-year anniversary episode, and I liked it. I thought it was a good one, so I want to have it. I don't know what that will look like, but I would like to have it, and if I can get it on my laptop, it'll come out soon. I'm thinking if I can get it off my PC to my laptop, it'll come out in August. I'm thinking like the week of the 15th, 16th, it'll probably be out. I have some stuff going on, so the 6-year celebration, anniversary, whatever, might be then and there. Anyway, my name is Vince. Welcome to the show. A little different than it usually is. This is usually a Fallout-themed podcast, but like I said, I'm kind of going through some difficulties, so I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this. Welcome to the program. Some things that I want to talk about real quick. Like I said, this is like a little check-in. I don't know what I'm going to name this episode. I might just call it a quick check-in or something. I went to the Ren Fair, and I have very dumb facial hair because of it. And as I look at it in the camera, it's fucking uneven. but it was Ren Fair Pirate Weekend, and I wanted to have something fun. I'll put a picture of me in like a pirate. It's on screen now. Me in this pirate jacket that I got, that I didn't get, that I put on, that like something inside of me was like, oh, oh. I started playing Assassin's Creed Black Flag because I just wanted to do some pirate activity. So I have this silly facial hair. And while I was at the Ren Fair, this is the scary time that we live in. While I was at the Ren Fair, I check my phone, but for a brief moment, and see that the former president was almost assassinated. This is not a political show. We're not about to get political. I don't want to talk about politics, but it's sad that we live in modern day times and a political, it's terrorism. Like, I'm not saying I'm in favor or not in favor of whoever was almost assassinated, but, you know, it's still terrorism, and it's scary that we live in modern times and stuff like that can still happen. Also, it happened in my home state of Pennsylvania, which is just weird because Pennsylvania is the strangest state. I've only been in a couple of them, but still, I feel like all the weird shit's going on in PA. I mean, what is in those Wawa sandwiches? Am I right? Marcus in the chat goes, "Woo, go Birds!" Yeah, no one. I mean, no one should be shot. But also, here's a fun fact for anybody who's outside of America. I also this video is gonna not hit the algorithm whatsoever. I heard the definition of a mass shooting is 4 people shot. There was 4 people shot at the rally. So it technically makes it a mass shooting, and that happened on July the 13th, and that was the 39th mass shooting in America in the month of July. I want 39 mass shootings in 13 days. And then a couple days later, I saw a video that was like explaining this that I assume came out on the 15th and was like, yeah, and we just had two more in those 2 days. So, and there was like a bunch of merch being sold because of the shooting, but like, you know, none of the other mass shootings had merch, and the other mass shootings, there was one that I heard that had like 9 deaths and 14 injured. That's the country I live in. We're just a third world country with iPhones. But no, it's scary times. And, you know, immediately I started seeing New Vegas memes. I started seeing the, you know, you'll know when it, I believe it, you know when it happens. I never forget. I never remember. This is not 9/11. I never remember the quest where you have to go assassinate President Aaron Kimball. Just, even Marcus brings up, I don't know, I think the worst part is the guy who died. And yeah, some dude is dead now because it was a mass shooting. That's the point. Sorry, I meant to make that point earlier. No one talks about the guy who died. I believe he was a firefighter or something. Someone was a firefighter. A firefighter got injured at least, if not died. And he was like protecting his family. He like jumped in the way and was like, huh, and made sure his family was safe. And that dude died. And no one talked about it. The same thing like when Kobe Bryant died. No one talked about the other people in the helicopter. They just talked about Kobe because he was a basketball man. And it's sad that Kobe's dead, but these are other people that were in there that also died in a helicopter crash. I just wanted to bring it up because it's a historic event in U.S. history. So I'm only laughing because I work with a woman who's in her 80s, right? I believe she's 81 or 82. She's very, very sweet. And very slowly have I gotten her to open up about what life was in her day. And today she told me that she drove from Maine, which is on the northeast side of my country, all the way to, I believe it was San Francisco, which is on the southwest side of my country, pretty much from coast to coast. And she told me, she's like, yeah, we took a road trip and gas was 31 cents a gallon. And she did it in 1961. So she's telling me about the 60s. And my first thought is, where were you when Kennedy was assassinated? Right? And she was like, oh, I remember it felt like the world stopped completely. And we all stopped and sat around and was like, oh, what do we do now that the president has been killed? And things were weird, but you kind of moved on, but everybody remembers where they were when Kennedy was assassinated. If you were to ask me where you were when the former president was assassinated, and I told you at a Ren Fair, drunk off of frozen margaritas, throwing knives, laughing at everybody around me who's got a funny little suit on, I like imagine being like where were you when Reagan got shot? And it was like, I was at the orgy. Like I couldn't think of anywhere funnier to be during a major historic event than at the Renaissance Fair. Very funny to me. So I know this is a shorter episode, a little bit of a different format than we're used to. Hopefully by next week, I'll have something that is more concise with the way that we normally do things here. But real quick, these fine folks that are on screen right now have supported. They paid for my PC repairs. They stuck around, and some of them are here tonight at the $10 tier, the Film Live Before a Studio Audience tier. If you like the show, check out. If you like this or want to see more of this, let me know, because there's a Patreon down below, and it seems like I might have to buy a new editing rig sometime in the near future. All of that to be said, I want to thank these people starting at the top. I have to start with the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Marcus. Thank you, Marcus. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Milhouse. Thank you to Mellow Milhouse. After Mellow Milhouse, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. And last but certainly not least, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Again, these fine folks are supporting the show. They appreciate the show. Captain Lennox and Marcus are here tonight. Again, I would like to thank them. Thank you, fellas, for being here. I'm sorry about this format. I'm sorry about my really bad facial hair. I shaved it and was just like, I'm going to keep it until next week when I shave my head again, because I thought it'd be funny. And I've gotten to the point, I have the reputation at work now where I just have different facial hair for at least a few weeks every week. So no one said anything to me when I came into work with this. So I'm either the freak or I'm accepted, and I don't want to find out either or. But these people, I appreciate you and I love you. Thank you for your support, your patronage, and for being here tonight. Thank you. So for the third segment of the program, even though there's not really a third segment, it's more of a second segment. It's kind of an intro, me yada yada-ing, and then we're here. I've had this idea for a while, and I've never really known how to execute it, so I thought since we have a couple people here tonight, I would do it here. I would like to know how everybody feels about the idea of once a month going through questions that you can submit on the Patreon from a certain tier and up. I haven't really delegated this all that much. I wanted to talk to Kyle more about it just because Kyle's kind of like, I hope I'm not using this term wrong, but like a sounding board. Whenever I have questions, I go to Kyle. I say, hey, pal, how do you feel about this? What do you think about this idea, that idea, what have you, whatever, whatever, whatever. But I have some people here tonight. So throw me some questions. What do you guys want to know? I'll answer anything. I'll about the universe, about interpersonal relationships. Like a Q&A. Fuck it. Why not? Like, let's just do something. And it could be about anything. It could be Fallout related. It could be, you know, you're going through a rough time and just want someone to give you ideas. I don't give a fuck. I'm just a guy with a microphone who is good at one thing, and it's talking. So, you know, I was thinking maybe there's a couple podcasts I listen to where if you're in the Patreon at a certain tier, you can ask questions and a bunch of people. And then once a month we'd go through the questions. So I thought while we're here, let's try it. Let's do kind of like a soft run on this. And if you guys like this, and if it does well, we could do it once a month. Captain Lennox asks, what's my favorite power armor? My favorite power armor, it's a toss up because I really, really like XO1 or advanced power armor from Fallout 2. That like bulky, bug-eyed kind of frame, very Horrigan. I really, really like that, but I also really like 51, T-51B, originally. I really, really like how bulky it is. I like that the body is green and like the rest of it is silver. I like the face. I'm looking at my 76 pre-order helmet right here, and I like the way the eyes are. I like the vent in the front and the tubes. 45D is okay. I haven't really fooled around with a lot of the 76 power armors. I do like the excavation one, but I haven't really used it, so I don't know. XO2 is fine. Hellfire is fine. They're not my favorite. But T-45B and XO1 or advanced power armor are very high up there. Neck and neck. I feel I could go either way on 51 or XO. That's actually a hard one to answer. I like that the newer games have allowed you to paint the armor, because I feel like that would just happen. Not just like, oh, it needs a new coat of paint, but like, here's a design on it. That's the type of stuff I like.
Who's Billy?
Oh, Fridge Billy? You mean Billy the Kid in the Fridge? Is that the Billy you're talking about? Okay, so Marcus in chat asks, what's my opinion on Billy the Kid in the Fridge from Fallout 4? And I've come back around on Fallout 4 in recent days. I don't hate Fallout 4 the way I used to. I shouldn't even say hate it. I'm not as disappointed in Fallout 4 as I feel like I was when it first came out, because I was waiting for Fallout 4 to be Fallout 3, the sequel, part 2. And now that we have, I have some time with it and some history and some distance and, you know, the show, and I appreciate Fallout even more than when I first started. Billy is one of the few things I can't let go. Billy and the vault. I always forget the number of the vault. If anybody in chat knows it, please tell me, because I always forget. I want to say it's 81. I always want to say it's 87, but I know it's not 87 because that's from Fallout 3. With the chems? Does anybody remember the vault with the chems from Fallout 4? My facial hair looks so dumb. Why did I keep this? It's so funny. When I turned the camera on to check everything, I saw it. I was like, I forgot I had this. Anyway, 81, I want to say, whatever vault that you bring Kate to get her detoxed, Billy in the Fridge and that vault, I can't let go. And if Billy has been in a fridge for over 200 years and he's like, I ate all the chocolate pudding centuries ago, it makes the entire quest at Necropolis in Fallout 1 just null and void. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to fix the water chip, because the ghouls are like, hey, if the water chip is gone, then we'll die because we can't drink. We're not humans. They're kind of humans, the ghouls. They're post-necrotic humans. But they still need to function as people. So Billy's one of those things. It's also like his family is down the street. They're right there. They're right there. You're going to tell me this kid's been gone for 200 years and you didn't check the refrigerator that's 3 blocks away? Like, in 200 years' time, you could have probably got to California and back. And you're going to tell me you didn't check the refrigerator that was in the same zip code? Come on. I don't know. That's Billy's one of those things that I can't get over. It's a decent idea. It's kind of fun. They could have explained it more if he was like, yeah, once I started to coolify, I lost my appetite and only needed to eat what felt like weeks at a time. But then how would he do that if the food would spoil and then he'd get sick? Also, was he just shitting and pissing in the fridge? Like, it feels like no thought was put into the kid in the fridge. Like, absolutely nothing. Really? So Captain Lennox in chat says, I always imagine it more of a thing of habit that helped them keep some sort of normalcy. If they had to keep up with it, then they'd feel, if they had to keep up with it, then they'd feel the same need. So did you think that ghouls just didn't have to eat whatsoever? Like as soon as you ghoulified, food is off the table. Because I was curious if ghouls could lift weights, because I had an idea for a 1920s circus strongman ghoul, and I was wondering if you could gain muscle or if you're stuck there, because Sinjin in Fallout 4 has muscle, and he's a ghoul, and I was very curious about that, because if you could, then you'd have to just eat protein, and I bet Radroach has a ton of protein in it, or even Brahmin steaks would have a ton of protein. Captain Lennox replies with, yeah, pretty much. I always thought of it as a thing a la helping keep sane. Maybe. I didn't even think of that. The way that it's brought up in Fallout 1 is very much like, I need this to live. Set's like, if you take this, our people will die. Well, they do, Marcus asks, do ghouls heal? They do. Radiation can heal them as well. In Fallout 4, if you use radiation guns against ghouls, it heals them. Like, if you shoot them and do that, it heals them. So there is a, there's also, in 76 next year, when we get the ability to play as ghouls, there is the ability to be healed by radiation. So they do heal, and I'm assuming they're going to have to eat in that. We really won't know until that comes out. That's when we're going to know, oh, this is how ghouls kind of exist in some nature, if they need to eat and drink and what have you. Then you think they could work out then? I don't know. It was just a thing, like, I thought of the idea of, like, a traveling circus, and there's, like, a ghoul strongman from back in the day. Like, he was part of this circus back in the day. And just, you know, like, curly mustache. He's, like, lifting a barbell with, it says, like, 1,000 on each side with a finger. Just that fun, like, cartooniness of it. Captain Linus asks, what's my opinion on castles? Castles are fucking dope. I've always wanted that thing where you can become like a lord, like officially on your passport and license, it'll say lord. Just because I'd get like a square of land and I want to go to, I think it's in Scotland. I'd want to go to Scotland and build a tiny castle out of like small rocks and bricks and then like put a flag there and just be like, this is my land. I owned this. Castles are so cool. I don't know a lot about them, to be honest. I just think they're dope that they're these big structures. Like, you can own castles in Scotland, I believe, and they're like a few thousand dollars, maybe a few tens of thousands, if not maybe 100 or 200,000. Like, it's relatively cheap, but then you just own a castle in the middle of nowhere. It's relatively cheap for a castle, like what you would think a castle is. But I just think they're fucking dope. Like, they're fortified and shit, and like, I'd walk around in a robe and a candle, and I'd be like, all the time. That's, yeah, I'm a big fan of castles. I want my own. Like I said, I want that little 3x3 plot that you can get in Scotland, and I'd go there and buy a couple of bricks and make, like, Fort Kickass and a flag. I'd honestly probably put, like, an Atomic Radio Hour flag or, like, a Ghoulman Entertainment flag there and just let it wave. And I'd put a toll so you'd have to use to get across. Oh, that's cool. Captain Lennox says their family leads back to old Scotland nobles. That's really cool. Do you know how far back? Like, what year? I've always been curious of how far people can trace their families, because I just can't. Like, once I hit a certain, on my dad's side at least, once I hit a certain point, it's just a wall. We can't figure out what comes before that. We know what comes after, but we can't find before. And my mom's side is kind of the same way. It goes back a little further, but not much. I can't specifically remember, but I can remember the specific tartan pattern. I don't know what a tartan is. Like, your family crest? Yo, you got a crest? I had to make crests for a class project once. I don't remember what mine was. Red and black hatch pattern. That's dope. That's really, really cool. The patterns for kilts. That's really, really dope. I really hope you appreciate that you know that about your family, because that's something that most people will never learn, and you have such a beautiful thing to, like, anchor yourself into history with. Because if I was a tattoo person, I'd get that pattern tattooed on me, like on my leg somewhere, because of being a kilt and whatnot. That's really dope. I'm a little jealous, to be honest. You actually have a kilt. That's really cool. I really hope whoever gets that really cherishes it. Because that's just not your dad's kilt. It's also like a family heirloom. And if whoever gets it passes it down, they could pass it down to their kids or what have you. That's really cool. I wish I had some shit like that. I've got a couple of my dad's tools, but that's about it. I don't have anything crazy. Marcus asks, what other country would you like to see Fallout in a Fallout game, if any? Cuba. Cuba's one of the first things I think of for various reasons. One of them, I want to know what the 60s in the Fallout universe look like for Cuba with the Cuban Missile Crisis. I want to know what Fallout's Fidel was like. I want to know what happens to Cuba after the U.S. embargo. I want to know if the U.S. embargo happens. Kyle and I, and Olive, I believe, back in the day, I think it was the three of us, when we were still doing the fanfic, essentially, when we were still doing the shows, which I kind of have a plan to bring back at some point in time. I don't know when or if, but I have ideas for where that can go. We were doing the Adventures of Detective Donald Dixon, and it began with people sailing from Cuba to New York, I believe it was, because the next one was going to take place in, I think, New York. I think that was the idea for Dixon, was it was never going to be in one location. It was going to move around to other parts of the wasteland. And I remember the kids, or the, I think they were kids, they were young, and they were driving a boat from Cuba to New York. They were having a conversation about how good the coffee was. And because I am who I am, there was a joke made about how the women in the coffee are both as sweet, but the coffee won't break your heart, or some dumb shit that I would have said when I was like 14. But I would really like to see Cuba. I want to know what politically happened there. I want to know kind of, my geography is not as good as it should be, countries around Israel, because in the Fallout universe, and I want to say the 2040s to the 2060s, somewhere in that timeline, Israel gets blown off the map. Before anybody else does, Israel is gone. So I want to know what kind of happened to Israel, like they were living in whatever society they were, and then what happened to them later. I want to see Canada. I want to see Michigan, like that Michigan area that branches into Canada, just to know what's going on. It's still technically America, but I'd like to see Anchorage, like a realized Anchorage. Like we kind of got to see, a little bit of Anchorage in Point Lookout, in Operation Anchorage. But I'd like to know what happened to the survivors of the war that were there after the nukes fell, because I doubt nukes got dropped there. I always had the theory that there was Chinese and American soldiers that had kind of emigrated together and formed the pseudo half American, half Chinese colony that they spoke a mixture of Mandarin and English or something. And like power armor became a central thing because it's essentially a tool for them at that point. It's not a piece of armor. I had this whole thing. But Cuba's definitely up there. Australia, I feel like, would just be Mad Max, so it doesn't count. Fallout London is coming out, which I don't think counts, but it'd be cool to see the UK in some capacity. So many people that are English like Fallout, so I'm always curious to know what that would look like. And Fallout London, again, in my opinion, doesn't count because it's a mod. It's not a real game, but still. Captain Lennox says he wants to see Mexico for the Aztec ruins. I would like to see Mexico as well, just because it's so closely connected to the US. I would like to see how the cultures after the bombs fell bled together, because when you get to Zion in Honest Hearts, you hear about the people that the father of the caves is like watching over, and they speak a mixture between English and Spanish. And that's only a few years after the bombs drop. So I'd be really interested to see that. The Aztec ruins would be super tight to see. I would like to see if people would find them and then worship them the way they were used as worshiping tools in the past, but now retrofitted into this new thing. Captain Lennox says, I could imagine some cult-like groups could form about the different gods. Absolutely. And if it's written correctly, they kind of take a little bit of that god's culture and a little bit of this god's culture and a little bit of this and a little bit of the way the new world is, and they kind of just meld it all together and it becomes this new pocket of civilization. Be interesting. I think that's where I'm going to call it. I'm at 38 minutes of recording, so we're going to have to see how I'm going to edit this down. This episode should be out. If it comes out and you notice that there is a jump in numbers, it's because that episode will be coming out later. And it's a special one to me. It means something to me. And it should come out at a certain point. Like I said, I have to see what's up with my computational device, my personal computer. And this weekend, I'm going to have a little bit of a chance to work on it. If you like the intro music, it's by the one and only Shane Ivers. You can get this theme song called Feather Duster, all of his free music at silvermansounds.com/freemusic, where you can find all of his heaters. If you like the show, check out the description below, because there is a link to the Patreon. There's a link to the Redbubble, all ways that you can support the show in a small way. I want to thank the Patreon that is here tonight. Thank you, fellas, for being here. I'm sorry that this has been so weird for the past few weeks, but I appreciate you. Thank you for being patient with me. I love you. There's a link in the description to my Twitter, my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. I love you. This has been a good year so far, and it just has its few hiccups. Today, I was talking to a friend. You ever talk to somebody and you get that little, like, inspiration that you just throw at them real quick? I said to them, a negative experience is just a positive experience in 6 months to a year's time, depending on how you want to look at it. And that's all this is. It might suck right now, but in a few months, we're going to laugh about it. I love you guys. Thank you so much for sticking around. Again, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties and everything that has been happening. But I should be back in some capacity now. I love you very much, and I will be seeing you guys, hopefully, next week. Bye, everybody.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.